rated each trail as being a beginner trail, an intermediate, or an advanced, depending on what your level of condition is at the time. And so you can walk along these trails. The scenery is absolutely magnificent. I mean, when you're in the middle of a canyon and you have these rock walls hanging up. Here's my wife, actually. You can see as an example how big these canyon walls are. And that's just a little cave that's just here right in the middle of the photograph, right? It's an amazing place to walk. And I promise you, having done it, we were there for a couple of weeks visiting my daughter at the time. And when you're out in the middle of the canyons and on these trails, it's an experience that I can't really give you a really good meaning and sense of. But as you're walking along these trails, I walked into one area, and I'd been hiking maybe 45 minutes or whatever, and I came to this. Okay? It says, what does it say on there?
Difficult
or extreme. Difficult or extreme. Right? So, Jaylin, which one would you take? It depends. Nini, which one would you take? All right, you don't have to. It's a trick question, okay? So don't answer, all right? But you're confronted with making a choice. Difficult or extreme. It's just like life today, right? We have a choice. We're living in a difficult life. We're in a society where there is media and entertainment that tries to suck us away, but the world is full of abuse and war and depression and heat. A daily life is not easy, and daily life is getting more and more difficult each day. Which would you choose? Extreme or difficult? See, I look at this as saying, if I'm going to choose extreme, I'm on my own. If I'm going to choose difficult, I'm going to have God with me. I'm going to have Jesus Christ with me. I want him on my path. I want him on the trail that I take. When James wrote in chapter 1, verse 2 to 3, he says, brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way. They're coming, okay? He says, when they come. He didn't say if they come. When the troubles come your way, consider it an opportunity for what? For joy. Oh, give me a break. This is going to be fun? No, it's not. But it's going to give you joy. And he says, for you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. And you know what? That's true. The more you hiked those trails, the more hills you climbed, the more obstacles you went around, you became much more capable and you were able to endure whatever you encountered. But you still had this choice, difficult or extreme. And so I go back to the book of Psalms and I read, you make known to me the path of life. This is David talking to, writing in Psalms. He's saying Christ or Lord at the time. You make known to me the path I should take, difficult or extreme. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. If you walk with God, this is his promise. However, unfortunately, the path that is freely offered to mankind is very rarely taken. I'm going to read you something that may sound familiar to you. I am my own shepherd. I've taken the extreme path. So I'm always in want. I seek out green pastures in the fields of the world, but I can't find them. And what I do discover, it's not enough, and it's unfulfilling. The water I drink of is tainted and poisoned. I am led by this world to a well with the appearance of sustainment, but after drinking, I'm still left thirsty. I'm never truly satisfied. I cannot say that I lack nothing, for I find myself wanting everything. I'm trapped trying to feed my greed rather than just my need. Therefore, my soul suffers. I feel trapped on uncertain and unsafe paths of unrighteousness, doing what I shouldn't do and trying to make my own name. I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and I'm distraught, alone, and afraid. I see evil all around me and in me, and there is no possession, ritual, argument, philosophy, or even a person who provides me comfort at the core of my inner being. My enemies surround me, my enemies of fear, my enemies of temptation, condemnation. I feel overwhelmed, anxious, depressed, restless, weak, vulnerable, and tired. Will I ever flourish? Will I ever be at peace? Will I ever have a sense of belonging and purpose? Will I ever feel secure? Will I ever find true rest for my soul? Is there anyone who can help me or rescue me? Or am I doomed to feel this hopeless and restless forever? I am my own shepherd, so I'm always in want. That's extreme. That's extreme. So I'd like you to pull out the red Bibles in front of you or take out your own Bible and go to Psalm 23. Because if you haven't figured it out, I just gave you the flip side of Psalm 23. Because that's really the way the world is. All right? If you have received Christ in your life and the Holy Spirit is in you, you're not on the flip side. But life is still going to be difficult. So let's read together if you want. The Lord is my shepherd. If you'd like to go to page 862, I think I've said. And let's read it together. Because this is for us. And I'd like to point out one thing. When you start reading, it doesn't say the Lord is our. It says, the Lord is my. Okay? This is addressed to each and every person because each and every person goes through this experience of life. Once again, it's your choice, extreme or difficult. So let's say this together. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me quiet beside waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me, presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely, goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It's a promise. The promise is our shepherd will be with us through difficulty, and the end result is that we have eternal life with him. I really like the hymn that was picked. I am a child of God. All right? You're a child of God because we will be with him. So who is this shepherd and what kind of a person is this shepherd? In Isaiah, it says, he tends his flock like a shepherd. This is this shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. And he gently leads those that have young. Have you ever been in a situation where you just, oh, life is tough, God, just pick me up and carry me. And he does. And he does. Because you see, this shepherd is one person. Jesus Christ. I am the good shepherd, he says. The good shepherd, what does he do? He is prepared and has laid down his life for the sheep. He has laid down his life so we don't have to take the extreme route. He is at our side. He is at our right hand. He's going to be there through the storms of life. He'll help us through the difficult paths. He's at our right hand. Jesus Christ, you know, I'm not going to go through all the scriptures, but he protects, he lightens the load, he picks up our burdens, he gives us rest. He is our helper in need. In Psalm 34, he says, the righteous cry out. That's us, okay? Now, if you haven't had to cry out lately, it's about to happen, because I promise you that as we learn life's lessons and we go through difficulties and we bring Christ into our life and he is part of our life, he says that we can cry out and he hears us and he delivers us from all our troubles. He delivers us from all our troubles. And then you think, oh, okay, my life's a mess right now. I don't know what I want to do going forward. I need a job. I've got a problem with my family. Our finances are in deep trouble. We have all kinds of things that are going on. And you're just saying, God, just what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? And he comes back and he says, look, in Psalm 32, I'll instruct you and teach you the way you should go. I'm going to help you and lead you along that path. I just ask that you ask me to be with you. Because if you don't, you're on your own. And when you're on your own, guess what? You're on extreme. He says, I'll counsel you with my loving eye on you. He'll give us guidance and direction. And here's the part that I think is just a huge assurance. And it's in, I know a lot of you already know this, but in Hebrews 13, verse 5, he says, God says, he will never, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. As you're walking down that path, he's not going to say, okay, you're doing okay, you're on your own. No. He says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. What does that mean? He says, I'll never leave you or forsake you when you're in sorrow. I'll never leave you or forsake you if you are fearful. I'll never leave you if you are forsake you if you're in depression or trying to make a decision or you're worried or you need comfort because of a grief or you need comfort because you are sick. I will never leave you or forsake you. He does that. How does he do all those things that I just mentioned and many more? He does it through his word speaking back to you. And if you want some examples, I've put on the back table a page, okay? A page of, and I handed this out, I think, at one of our meetings lately. This is a page, I urge you to pick one of these up. Because at the back it says, when you're in sorrow, read this scripture. When you're fearful, read this. When you're discouraged, read this. When you're impatient, when you're depressed, when you need to give thanks, when your faith needs stirring, when you're looking for peace, power. It goes on and on and on. There are the answer when you're going down the difficult path and you're crying out is to go and read God's word because he's going to help you. Please pick this up if you have a moment. Take it. I know there is a person here who said he was going to put it on his fridge door. I don't blame him because you need it handy. You really do. You really do. And so I'm just saying, okay, I ask you the question, which path are you on? Are you still on the extreme or are you in the difficult path right now? If you're on the difficult path, you've received Christ in your life, there are going to be times when it's not going to be easy. But in Psalm 25, verses 4 and 5, and I'm sorry I didn't put it up on the screen today, but write it down if you can. Psalm 25, verses 4 and 5. And this is, once again, David, who obviously knew what it means to be on the difficult path. And his path was very difficult. And he says in verse 4, "Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, Lord, your great mercy and love." If you didn't write it down, I'll say it again. It's Psalm 25, verses 4, 5, and 6. Teach me your paths. Guide me. Remember me in your love and your mercy. And he does. And he does. So we have a choice. And if you're not on the path right now and you want to be on that path, God says you can ask. You can ask. Go to Luke 11:10. "For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks the door will be opened." If you have not received Christ in your life at this time, if you don't have him on your path with you now and you want to take the difficult path, ask him. Because the alternative is the extreme. I was talking about the different trails or paths that you can take when you hike in Sedona. And I showed you what they were like. But after we get past that place in the trail where it says extreme or difficult, this is the next sign you see. Dead man's pass. Okay? The trails lead to Dead Man's Pass. That's the trail we're on, folks. We're on a trail. And as it says in Hebrews 9:27, we are destined to die once and after that to face judgment. Right? Everyone, whether you're on extreme or difficult. And when you face judgment, which path will you have been on? Because the path with Christ says you never die again and you have eternal life. If you are on the extreme path, where do you go? I'll mention the word. Nobody likes to hear it. It's called hell. Okay? This is the point. Life has choices. It can be extreme or difficult. But we know life is going to be difficult. Why would you want to try and get through life by yourself? Difficult or extreme? So I'll reinstate it. It says, "For the wages of sin." Sin is, I'm doing it on my own. I know better. Just like Adam and Eve and in the Garden of Eden, we know better. We're going to do it our way. No. God says, if you're a sinner, and death is the end. But thankfully, Jesus Christ paid the penalty for the wages that we have earned. The wages of sin. And the free gift, his grace, is eternal life through Christ our Lord. What an amazing, simple, easy to understand decision to make. Because life is not going to be easy. I was mentioning earlier, and I think I have just one or two more minutes, but we had a great prayer time this morning just before services. And we talk about, you know, as we pray, we ask for people to help us. We ask God, to help us, to heal other people, to be involved in our lives. And one of the things when we're on the difficult path is that, you know, when we fall down, he will pick us up. And we will fall down, by the way. That happens. But there's something else that he does. He guarantees to be our provider. But he also guarantees to protect us. Right? He protects us. Jason and Lynn know that from an experience of many months, if not years ago. But today, okay, we heard of another one. I know Terry experienced protection. I know other people in other families and other events. But the one that got me today was here in prayer time. Sandra describes, and she can tell it to you much better than I can, where she was driving with her mother in the front seat, her aging mother in 95 years old, and she comes around a corner and here comes a semi-trailer right at her, starting to cross the yellow line, and on the right-hand side is a cyclist. And she's saying, I can't get between the two. What happened, Sandra? She got through. Okay? She got through. That's protection, right? If Sandra, no, yeah, if it was 30 seconds later, it would all have been over. Anyway, I only use that as a simple, it's not simple, it's very amazing. I use that as an example that when you're on that difficult path, you are protected. You are protected. It's just incredible when we are confronted with a decision like this, difficult or extreme. Which way do you want to go? You know, if you're, you know, when we're very young, that was last year for me. No, when you're very, very young, there are a couple of people in here who are young. You know, it seems like, oh, I've got the energy, I've got the skills, I'm good. I'm going to get through no matter what happens to me going forward. And sometimes, you know what, you will. You'll progress very well. But there's going to be that time where you will need God in your life to get you to the end of the path. Take the difficult route. We know it's going to happen. It does happen. You just have to see what's happening around us and the difficulties that people have to confront every day. It absolutely astounds me that people think they can get through life without God. It's just incredible. So this message is for those who have already put themselves on the path, the difficult path, to handle the difficulties of life, to go back to that Psalm 25 and say, please teach me, guide me, hold me, be merciful to me. And this message is also for those who maybe you think you have, maybe you haven't, but if you haven't really put Christ in your life yet, please ask him. Put yourself on the path. Put yourself on the path. With Jesus, what do you want to do? With Jesus, or do you want to do it on your own? I say choose difficult and live. Almighty God, our Father in heaven, we just come before your throne this morning and we just thank you for who you are. We thank you for protecting Sandra and her mom. What a scary moment that must have been. But we know that Sandra is very much a believer. We just thank you, God, that you watched over her and protected her, as you promised to all of us who have received you in their lives. We thank you, Father, that you will guide us and hold us and help us and pick us up when we fall. We just thank you, great God, that we can encounter and just go through the trials that are set before us with you, that we don't have to rely on ourselves, that your wisdom, your understanding, your knowledge, your love, your mercy, your compassion, and your grace is way above and beyond whatever we could do if we choose to go it on our own. So, great God, thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father in heaven. lead us on this path, and may we have that promise of eternal life thanks to you, Lord Jesus, and what you've done for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.